Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The weather. My goodness, Alan, is watching national news last night on NBC. They were stationed in Syracuse, New York, where they had already received 20 inches of snow. I know the Berkshires were pounded as well. And we're getting reports, things like a school bus flipping over onto its side on Route 81, and 70-plus schools around our region canceled, power outages. Winter has certainly begun, and that cold air, especially in the mountains where all that snow is going to mean slick spots again this morning, and we just urge you to take it slow as you're about to get into a holiday week.
No question. Starting today, people will be traveling. Tomorrow will be really, really rough. It's the only time I ever see traffic stop way back at the toll booths. It is the most traveled day of the year, and people have to be very careful and take all kinds of care.
From there to the news of the day, a YouTube video yesterday, President-elect Donald Trump turned to social media with a message and outlined his initial goals of the presidency. Your reaction, Alan?
Well, this is the new Trump. This is the presidential Trump. He used the kinds of stuff one uses on television to get an audience. He got his audience. He was outrageous. Now he has to be presidential. He puts Steve Bannon in the White House, which scares the heck out of an awful lot of people because the guy made utterances in the past which are fearful for many, many Americans. He brings the press corps into his lair and he says, "You guys were unfair to me." I'm sure that's sending ripples through the major places like NBC and ABC and others, which he accused. And basically, he's putting them on notice that I will be watching the press in the way in which you're covering me, knowing full well that when presidencies fail, quite often they fail because the media is not kind to them. And he is basically warning them without issuing a threat that they are under surveillance. Let there be no question about what happens when a president or a governor starts to rail at the press. And the only question for me is whether or not the people who are on the receiving end have the courage to stand up to him. So far, we see places like the Washington Post and the New York Times, they have had courage, no question about it. And courage is what it's about. When you have a person who indicates that the line is being redrawn, you see that there is an ability to do what they need to do to put a stop to an offense, which is what is being offered by the future president here. David, well, now that I mentioned lines being drawn, there's a major, major piece of news this morning. And that has to do with a lower federal court saying that the gerrymander is illegal when it is clearly done for partisan purposes. And they've come up with a unique formula, which is obviously drawn in such a way that Justice Kennedy, who has always said he didn't like the way the gerrymander worked, and by the way, he is joined in that by me. I've been talking about it, as you know, David, for years. It's just not democratic. And that will jump immediately to the Supreme Court. Aha! So then the one thing that we want to know is, will the Supreme Court be the same Supreme Court that it is now? Because if it is, and Kennedy comes over to the more liberal side in this, the gerrymander, I believe, will be done away with. If it gets to the court after Trump gets to pick people for the court or a single person for the court, it probably will fail.
From there to something we talked about yesterday, which is the business ties to Donald Trump. And from the WAMC website, if you want to read the story at WAMC.org, Trump denies he sought business favor from Argentina's president. A very renowned journalist there reporting that there was a conversation, a telephone call after Trump's November 8th victory to help with permits at a much-delayed office building project in central Buenos Aires.
Well, technically the guy's still a citizen, and I'm sure that's going to be his argument. And what he has said as he goes around and interviews cabinet people from each of these Trump places, New Jersey, you know, a golf course, Trump Tower in New York, it's all good for the brand. I'm sure his argument is going to be, I'm not president yet. And we had rants previous saying they're going to dot every I and cross every T. And I think when they say those two things, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, they're talking about a precision. Is the law specific on this? Can we do this? Or are we forbidden from doing it? When you're president-elect, it's different than when you're president. I'm not making the argument that he's right. I don't like it. But again, I know how this guy operates.